Well, I believe the latter, if not the former. The Fairchild was a funny company. There wasn't an entrepreneur in the group when Fairchild was formed.
Well, you were all entrepreneurs in a way.
Well, the interesting thing was we were all interested in leaving our jobs at Shockley. And we're actually pretty much going to go our various ways and go out looking for other jobs. And one of the guys wrote to a friend of his father's who happened to work at Hayden Stone in New York. Said, hey, do you think there's any company that'd like to hire several of us? We'd like to work together. It's a nice, congenial group. The guy said, wait a minute. And he came running out there and said, hey, what you ought to do, set up your own company. I'll find you support. Such an idea never even crossed our mind. And they tracked down Fairchild for us as someone to support our work in the direction we thought would be interesting to go. The first thing we set out to do was hire our own boss. None of us had any business experience, had no idea how to organize a company or anything, so we started interviewing people to become the general manager of Fairchild. Hired a guy, anyway, Ed Baldwin out of Hughes.